Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I was bag shamed at the airport over the weekend.
Because you had bad bags? You had too many bags? It was too heavy?
So years ago, our great friends at San Diego County Credit Union gave us these, because their color is teal, right? Mm-hmm. They gave us these great teal Samsonite walk-on bags.
They're just carry-ons, yeah.
Great carry-on bags. And I've been using them apparently very much.
Mine finally gave out. I used it so much it gave out.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
So my bag's going through security, and all of a sudden they call somebody over. I'm like, uh-oh, you know.
Mm-hmm. What'd I forget?
I know I've got nothing in there, but still, when they call somebody over, you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And they're kind of commiserating between the two of them, and all of a sudden the young lady looks at me, like, almost kind of embarrassed for me, and says, I'm gonna need you to fill out this form that indicates that we didn't do this to your bag.
Uh-oh.
Apparently my bag is so crappy now and so beat up that the airline is afraid that I'm going to come at them and say, what did you do to my bag?
Oh, it was all busted.
So, I mean, it's not busted. It's just, let's just say, well used. My girlfriend Sam actually joined in the bag shaming, snapped some shots of it, because she's insistent I buy a new bag. Here, take a look. I mean, I don't see anything
wrong
with it.
Well, it does look like it kind of rolled down the highway for a little bit.
Rolled down the highway or is dragged behind a car.
Oh, though. And it's peeling and coming apart in
I
the
mean,
back.
It's fine.
Yeah, no, that's
it's
nasty.
It's a bag. What do
that's
you mean nasty?
It looks nasty. It looks like it's just going to finally split open and it's peeling apart, John.
Well, I said to the TSA.
I mean, look at that. That's going to catch on something.
Okay. I said to the TSA, are you bag shaming me? And she actually started laughing and said, yes, I guess I am bag shaming you.
Good, yeah.
They even put a tag on it that said damaged.
I mean, it looks like, honest to God, it looks like it was in a flood and then you tied it to the back of your car and dragged it to the airport. That's exactly what it looks like, John.
Well,
you got to post this so people can see it.
I guess it's time for a new suitcase.
Yes,
by the way, SDCC, you gave us those bags years ago.
Oh, my God. It was...
So,
way years ago,
double
because
digits.
Before we were in this building.
Yeah, double digit years ago. So congratulations. You had a very durable... In my case, not so attractive suitcase. Although, is that really my fault or is that the fault of the airlines over the years?
No, it's not the fault of the airlines. It's not their fault.
I mean, if they placed it nicely, it wouldn't look like that, right? They're probably throwing it around back there.
Like they do all the time with the thousands of pieces of luggage that they deal with every day.
Yeah,
no, this is called, 14 years, 13 years of being used a lot.
A lot.
It was used and
yes.
put away wet.
Yes.
That's exactly what it looks like.
I've been bad. Poor bag. Poor suitcase.
Bye-bye, suitcase.
I guess it is time.
Bye-bye.
I'll post a picture on our socials so you too can bag shame me. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Country music fans are very frustrated with us right
and
now that we don't know that.
Why would country music fans be frustrated? Warren Zeiders, can we agree on this, is one of the hottest singers in America right now.
Sure, absolutely.
Unless you're watching NBC.
Okay. NBC was covering the Army's 250th anniversary military parade. Happy birthday, U.S. Army, by the way. And when it came time for some performances, the host just had no clue what was going on.
Well, at least they covered it up well.
Ooh, so awkward.
Get ready for broadcasting brilliance.
Expected to be several performances as a part of this celebration that's happening on the National Mall today for the Army's 250th birthday. I don't know who this is singing right now, and I probably should.
We were told there would be a surprise. I was also hoping we would be told who the surprise is, but this is, I'm sure, an important booking.
Wow, way to throw somebody under the bus. How about taking responsibility for not doing your job well?
So unreal.
And way to think on your feet, by the way. I'm sure this is an important booking. What?
So bad.
Who talks like that?
Anyone in our control room has an idea, we'd love to hear it just for folks who are watching. Say it again.
Warren Zeiters.
Zeiters, okay.
That's
Wallen.
What we're told.
Wallen's items.
Hmm?
I think it was Wallen.
Wallen?
Yeah.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
There was a time when television anchors were held in such high regard.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
It's just bad. And we are not above making mistakes. Matter of fact, John and I used to do a segment on Friday that highlighted our flub-ups. We called it Friday Flub-Ups.
Yeah. And, unfortunately, it became longer than the actual show.
This is just bad.
Man.
That's just bad. Sorry. Unbelievable.
Coming up later this morning, we will play some Wallen Zeiters. And looking forward to that. The world's oldest first-time father celebrated Father's Day over the weekend at the ripe age of 135 years old.
Okay, so this is really quite amazing. At Zoo Miami, Goliath, a tortoise, who turned 135 on Father's Day. He became a dad for the very first time. And we have to say not only congratulations to him, the lovely mother of the new hatchling, Sweet Pea, who is 85 to 100 years old. First time parents.
I'd like to spice this story up, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. All right.
Let me tell you a little background story.
Okay.
All right. Goliath. Who weighs 517 pounds, born June 15th, 1890. He's the oldest animal at Zoo Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And despite years of trying, it wasn't working. That changed on June 4th. By the way, don't expect any father-son bonding time. Goliath, quote, according to zoo officials, didn't seem to care much when the hatchling was first introduced to him. So not only is he the world's oldest dad, first-time dad, he's also the world's oldest first-time deadbeat dad.
Although that is actually normal once they once they have it. That's a normal thing.
I had no idea. I knew that tortoises live a very long time. Mm-hmm. I had no idea they could live this long. Secondly, I had no idea that they basically have no contact with their hatchlings after they emerge from the egg.
Dad or mom. Yeah.
Goliath and Sweet Pea are doing well, though, and plan on getting busy later. 135 years old. How do you find the energy?
I know.
Good for him.
I love the zoo's goodwill ambassador who said he is living proof that where there is a will, there is a way, and never give up.
Props to you, Goliath, and hugs to you, the way younger at 85 to 100 years old.
Yes.
Sweet Pea. We love a love story. We love love with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Maria in Chula Vista. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Maria, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right. right, Tammy. We'll see you in a few.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Maria, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. I want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Happy 41st birthday to Mickey Guyton. True or false, Mickey's song Black Like Me was nominated for Best Country Solo Performance at the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards, making Guyton the first black female artist to be nominated in the country category.
True.
Brad Pitt stars in the upcoming American sports drama F1 movie. What does F stand for?
Football.
Ray Romano is celebrating 30 years of Everybody Loves Raymond. What comedian played his brother, Robert, through the entire show?
Oh, I don't know, Sal.
Steve Carell gave the commencement speech for the graduating class at Northwestern. Carell voices the character Gru in the Despicable Me animated comedy films, which were expanded in what spin-off prequels?
The Minions?
Happy birthday to Venus Williams. Venus and her sister Serena are two of the most recognized female tennis stars of all time. Both girls were coached by their father. Will Smith portrays their father, Richard Williams, in what 2021 movie?
I can't remember the title.
Okay, let's get Tam back in.
Yeah.
So, Maria, what's happening with you today?
Oh, I'm sitting in the parking lot of my work.
Are you going to go in eventually or just hang out there for the day?
I'm going to go in.
Tammy Maria did 2 out of 5 today. Happy 41st birthday to Mickey Guyton. True or false? Mickey's song Black Like Me nominated for a Best Country Solo Performance at the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards, making her the first black female artist to ever be nominated in the country category. True or false?
Oh. You know what? I'm going to say yes.
It is true. Yeah. Mickey Guyton, a pioneer. Good for her. 1-1. Maria knew that. Brad Pitt stars in the upcoming American sports drama F1. What does F stand for?
That's Formula One.
Formula One. Mm-hmm. That is right. Maria went with the football. It's 2-1, Tammy. Ray Romano celebrating 30 years of Everybody Loves Raymond. What comedian played his brother Robert?
Brad Garrett. Dang it.
Oh, yeah.
Just after the buzzer. Sorry, yeah. Brad Garrett's who we're looking for. 2-1, Tammy. Steve Carell gave the commencement speech for the graduating class at Northwestern. Carell voices the character Gru in the Despicable Me animated comedy films, which were expanded in what spin-off prequels?
Minions.
That's Minions is right. Maria knew that. It is 3-2, Tammy. And finally, happy birthday to Venus Williams. Venus and her sister Serena and two of the most recognized female tennis stars of all time. Both girls were coached by their father. Will Smith portrays the father, Richard Williams, in what 2021 movie?
King Richard.
King Richard is correct. So today we finished with a score of 4-2, Tammy. Maria, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you today.
You have a 4-pack of tickets for the San Diego County Fair, which runs through July 6th.
Woo-hoo! All right, enjoy that, Maria. Unfortunately, before you do that, I need you to say this.
Hi, I'm Maria Angela Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
What?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Food that you had as a kid, would you eat right now with no judgment if it was presented to you? I was texting with my dad on Father's Day, and one of the things he asked me, he said, do you miss my bologna, ketchup, and mustard sandwiches?
What a random question.
Well, he knew that I didn't really like the ketchup on there, but he always made it that way anyway.
That's funny. I used to have bologna and ketchup too when I was a kid. Now that just sounds disgusting. Yeah. It's like a flat hot dog. I mean, why would it bother anybody?
I know. It's just because it was weird. It wasn't the way my mom made it.
Oh.
And what I loved about my mom's sandwich is that she would make me the bologna sandwich with a nice soft white bread, mayonnaise, and some mustard and the bologna. But I would take my potato chips. The best ones ever to use are sour cream and onion. I would put the potato chips inside the sandwich and then crunch it down and then eat it. It was the best thing ever.
To this day, when I do have chips, I'll jam them in a sandwich if I have a sandwich handy.
Yes, it's so good. Especially with that soft bread because it hangs on to them and they don't fall out. What is a food right now that you absolutely loved as a kid that if it was presented to you, you'd say, okay, I'll eat it?
So many. The one that stands out the most would be, and this is such a hard thing for an Italian to say, Chef Boyardee's mini raviolis. I used to come home from school ravenous, like a lot of kids are. And for a snack, quote unquote, I would eat not a can, but a family sized can of mini raviolis. And here's the deal. Sometimes I wouldn't even warm them up.
Yeah,
I'd eat them right out of the can and like lick the lid. My mom would have to like hold back.
Yes.
Like, oh God.
Listen.
Meanwhile, my grandmother used to make the best homemade raviolis of all time.
But it was different. This is a snack thing. And as soon as you said it, I instantly had the taste of those raviolis in my mouth.
Did you have them too?
I can taste them. Oh, yes. And I've had them cold. I know that flavor. And there's a lot of nostalgia behind that, right? There's a lot of good feelings that surround that food. And
I think they were stuffed with some type of meat. I'm not sure what kind of meat it was.
It was some kind of ground beef.
Really? I don't.
Beef paste? I don't know.
I haven't had it in years. Yeah. So I don't remember much except the fact that I really, I could have eaten a can a day.
Can you taste it right now? I mean, talking about it just about?
I can. I can imagine it right now. I can imagine using my can opener, you know, pretending I'm cooking. And sometimes I'd put it in the mic. Other times I'd be too impatient and take a fork and just start eating it right out of the can.
I can taste it still. 833-287-1037. Something you ate as a kid that if it was given to you today with no judgment, no one gets to judge you, that you would still eat.
Yeah, forget about diets.
Yeah.
Forget about,
none of that counts.
You know, gluten-free. Forget about all that boring stuff. Mm-hmm. When you were a kid, you tore into this, and you might consider doing it right now if presented the opportunity. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Foods we loved as a kid, that as an adult you're like, I shouldn't eat that. But boy, if it was given to us, I totally would.
Good morning, Lucy. What do you got for us?
Oh, you just was singing my song with the ravioli, but I got to have the white bread with butter on it to sop up the juice at the end of it.
So not only a can of Chef Boyardee mini raviolis, but you got a big old piece of white bread with butter to sop up the sauce.
Oh, you know it. I saved the crust for last for the big dippy part. Oh, it's so good. I still love it. If I don't know what I want to eat, I get Chef Boyardee ravioli.
So you still do it?
I still do it. 54 years old. Still do it.
I love that.
Lucy, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thanks, Lucy.
That's great.
Hang on, John. I have something for you. Hold on.
Look what I brought you.
Oh, my God. Mini raviolis.
Mini raviolis. And I have my bologna sandwich with my chips inside like I like.
It's heated up.
I know.
Can I try it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I haven't had this forever.
I know. It's Chef Boyardee. It
smells like
still.
I remember.
Yes.
All right. I used to pound this when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, and by the way, this is an insult to what I used to eat as a kid. I used to eat a jar like that big.
But I wanted to bring something you'd actually eat.
Which is why I was a little porky.
How is it?
Hot.
Mm-hmm. Bring back memories?
Yeah.
It's
not that good anymore.
Aw.
I'm going to eat it still.
Okay,
don't get me wrong.
Good.
Talking about foods that we loved as a kid and we still eat it now. And Tammy, yes. Look what you did.
I did.
What do you got there?
I have my bologna sandwich with mayo and mustard and my sour cream and onion potato chips inside.
Oh, there's that crunch. Does that crunch say love? Yeah? You still love it?
I love it.
Yeah. There you go. So crazy how food can be a memory. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. New Thomas Rhett, after all the bars are closed. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Tammy, I'm trying to channel my inner Tammy this morning, trying to find something positive to say about our San Diego Padres. They are still on the playoff hunt. If the season was 10 today, that's a positive, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Manny Machado continues to punish the Dodgers, his former team. He had a home run last night.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up. Speaking of Machado, he leads in all-star voting for third base. Fernando Tatis Jr. is in the running also for an all-star game appearance. And that's really all I got about last night's game. Dodgers win 6-3, and they're just so damn good.
I know, it's hard.
It's really frustrating. As many people as we have injured, and we have a lot of injuries, the Dodgers have more, and they're still winning, and they're still in first place.
You know what? You could focus on this weekend, because this weekend it's Star Wars themed, right? So there's something that you can go with. How about that?
John, I got something to make you happy. The one player you are happy about is Fernando Tatis. Correct. You enjoy him?
I love Taddy. I love all the Padres, but
I've got a present for you.
Oh.
Oh, the new bobblehead doll's here!
Yay!
All right, this is awesome. Oh, this is something positive as well. Thank you very much. Padres versus the Nationals. Tatis's bat flip bobblehead. Oh, it's the one that spins around, isn't it?
Yeah, like the bat flip.
All right, now this makes me happy. Bobblehead features Tatis in his City Connect uniform and his 360-degree rotating bat. Don't ask. It's magic. That is next Monday, June 23rd. Okay, first 40,000 of you get this beautiful, in-my-hand Fernando Tatis Jr. bobblehead. Jessica, you have made my
day. Wow. Really?
Jessica, you have made my day. Thank you very much.
Well, somebody take it out of the box. I want to see it.
Yeah, I want to.
Remember, every pitch of every Padres game can be heard on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Unfortunately, even the ones that they lose, like last night. Be careful. Precious cargo in there.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't he handsome?
Oh, the bat flips around. That's really cool.
Look, they even have his City Connect helmet all pine-tarred up like he does his. Yep. That's really cool. I'm such a nerd. Thank you, Jessica. That did make my day. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Emmys. College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Jessica in Del Mar. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Jessica, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Yeah, sorry, Tammy. You gotta go.
All right, good luck.
Jessica, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also, Jessica, I want to remind you that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Dierks Bentley will bring his Broken Branches tour to San Diego on Thursday. So let's play the high-low game. Dierks has 15 number one songs. Is that too high or too low?
That's too high.
Tucker Wetmore was announced as our KSON Country Christmas Show headliner at Front Wave Arena December 6th. True or false? Tucker taught himself piano at a young age, inspired by the legendary Jerry Lee Lewis.
I would say true.
Glenn Close will be joining the cast of the prequel Hunger Games, Sunrise on the Reaping. Glenn portrayed Cruella de Vil in the live-action Disney films based off of what breed of dog?
Dalmatian.
Producer Ryan Murphy is returning with a new series, American Love Story. The first installment will focus on style icon Carolyn Bessett Kennedy and her husband, John F. Kennedy Jr. JFK Jr. was son to Jackie O and JFK. Was JFK the 35th, 37th, or 40th president of the United States?
I would say the 37th.
And finally, happy 81st birthday to Barry Manilow. Copacabana was one of Manilow's most popular songs, about a nightclub in North Havana, and tells a story about a showgirl. The famous line is, her name is blank, she was a showgirl. What is her name?
Bella.
Let's get Tam back in. Jessica, I was just in your neck of the woods yesterday. I had a lunch meeting at the fabulous restaurant Monarch in Del Mar. Beautiful view.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was a lunch meeting that I initiated, therefore paying for. Mm-hmm. And the person with whom I had lunch with insisted on doing it at Monarch in Del Mar.
Oh.
Yeah. Couldn't do Carl's Jr. Had to do Monarch. Not an inexpensive lunch meeting, let's put it that way. Jessica did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Dirks Bentley will bring his Broken Branches tour to San Diego on Thursday, so let's play the high-low game. Dirks has secured 15 number one songs in his career. Is that too high or too low?
I'm going to say it's too high.
Jessica said too high as well. Dirks has 18 number one songs. Probably going to hear them all on Thursday. It is 0-0. Tucker Wetmore announces our KSON Country Christmas Show headliner Saturday, December 6th, the Front Wave Arena. Incidentally, pre-sale tomorrow and Thursday. Code word KSON. True or false? Tucker taught himself piano at a young age, inspired by Jerry Lee Lewis.
I'm going to say true.
That is true. That's cool.
He's a good piano player, really good piano player.
That's awesome. 1-1. Glenn Close will be joining the cast of the prequel Hunger Games, Sunrise on the Reaping. Glenn played Cruella de Vil in the live-action Disney films based off of what breed of dog?
Dalmatians.
That is right. Jessica knew that. 2-2. Producer Ryan Murphy is returning with a new series, American Love Stories. The first installment will focus on style icon Carolyn Bessette Kennedy and her husband John F. Kennedy Jr. JFK Jr. was son to Jackie O, and JFK was JFK the 35th, 37th, or 40th president of the United States.
Oh, man. Many have been since then. Hang on. What are my choices again? I'm sorry.
35th, 37th, or 40th?
I'm going to say 37th.
Now, you and Jessica are on the same mindset today. That's what she said. 35th president of America. It is still 2-2. And finally, happy 81st birthday to Barry Manilow.
Oh, Barry.
Copacabana, one of Manilow's most popular songs about a nightclub in North Havana, and tells a story about a showgirl. The famous line is, her name is blank. She was a showgirl.
Her name is Lola.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Lola, Jessica, not Bella. I thought you said Lola at first, but...
And Rico was her man until he was killed. Now well, she's still sitting at the end of the bar.
How about a spoiler alert next time for those who haven't heard Copacabana?
Oh, come on.
Jessica, today Tammy beats you by a score of 3-2, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
A 4-pack of tickets for the San Diego County Fair going on now through July 6th.
Yay, thank you. I have 3 kids, so it's perfect.
Jessica, have a great time at the fair. In the meantime, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Jessica Del Mar, and I flunked out of Tammy College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Over the weekend, I was in Scottsdale, Arizona, because that's where you go in the middle of June. Oh, my God.
It was you dealt with what my son, who moved to Mesa, Arizona, a couple of years ago, who used to complain here about the heat when it would get hot in the summer. And he moved there, and I'm like, dude, you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. I'll tell you right now, man, I am so soft living here in San Diego, openly admitting that. I got out of the car every time. And I was like, oh, my God. Tammy, it was like 107 to 111 degrees every day. We had to go to the store. I'm walking in the parking lot. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? You all look so comfortable. Like, you're used to this.
Yes. Did you learn that you can't touch anything metal once it's been out in the sun for more than 30 seconds?
I air dried a pair of shorts out of the laundry. Seriously, no lie. 3 minutes, done.
Yep.
I've never seen anything like it. I would never have a dryer if I lived in Arizona.
You don't need them.
So while I was in Arizona, I just saw the stinkiest Padres-Arizona Diamondbacks game. Padres did nothing. It was bleh, but I still had just a blast. I love going to different ballparks, even though that one's... Biggest highlight of the trip, though, was meeting my girlfriend Sam's grandfather, Grandpa Lou, the patriarch of the family.
Okay.
Now, a little background. Sam is Jewish. Mm-hmm. Her grandparents moved to Arizona and started a world-famous New York deli called Chompies. If you're an Arizonan, Zoni, whatever, you know Chompies, okay?
I even know Chompies because I stopped there when last fall I went on a trip to Sedona with my youngest son, and John's like, I have the perfect place for you to go. And we went, and my God, is it amazing.
It is amazing. What was more amazing for me was seeing videos on the screen at the restaurant or pictures or memorabilia that all involved Sam's family, including Sam herself as a little baby, crawling on the floor at Chompies. I mean, it's her family's place.
It's really, really rad. And the food is unbelievable. I met the man who started the whole thing, mm-hmm. Grandpa Lou. And I was very nervous. He's the patriarch. Mm-hmm. And I was told by Sam's mom, Mona, that I might get some uncomfortable questions. So I was ready to go. I was prepared. But it turns out I didn't have to worry about anything because all he wanted to do was pay attention to his beautiful granddaughter.
Aw.
Samantha, I don't know how to tell this to you, but you are beautiful.
Thank you, Grandpa.
You really... I'm not saying this because you're my granddaughter.
No.
That's bullshit.
Oh.
I'm not saying it because you're my granddaughter.
Not biased.
I'm saying it because it's the truth. Yeah. Because you don't have to wear any makeup and you're gorgeous.
I agree.
And if you put on makeup, oh my God, it would be...
if
unbelievable.
Only
fingers crossed someday, huh?
Thank you.
I feel the same way, Lou.
You feel the same way.
Same way.
He is classic.
The only thing that would have made that better is when you said, I think so too, he would have said, who the hell are you?
I don't remember asking you a thing.
That's it.
You know what? He never asked me anything uncomfortable. Oh. The only thing he told me to do was make his granddaughter happy.
Well, there you go.
He's 90-something years old. So at this point, yeah. I think he's just happy that she's with somebody,
sure.
Right? Another great thing about Grandpa Lou, no filter. You know how when you ask your grandparents or your parents, who's your favorite kid? And they go, oh, you're all my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Not Lou.
Oh, boy.
Lou ranks his grandkids.
Oh, my goodness.
He didn't even hesitate.
Really?
Sam says, Grandpa, who's your favorite grandkid? It's your brother, Aaron.
Oh, right to her face.
She's like, well, I'm number two. Maybe Sheila, then you. I wish I was recording that. And he even called out like one of his other grandkids at the end.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I swear, he's like, and then blank. Forget about it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's honest, right?
Unbelievably honest. It was such a great trip. I can't wait to go back and see him again. And I can make him happy by making his granddaughter happy.
There you go.
And the patriarch.
I love it.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
John, Tim McGraw was asked if there was one artist that he hasn't done a collaboration with yet, who it would be. And Tim's done a lot of things, including acted with some of the biggest names in Hollywood. He's done a ton of collabs when it comes to songs. But here's his pick for his dream duet partner.
Easy, Bruce Springsteen. I mean, he's always been one of my heroes and one of my favorite artists and also one of my favorite people. And if ever had the chance to sing a song with Bruce Springsteen, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
I wonder why that hasn't happened yet. Bruce is, like, very open to doing performances with tons of people.
Well, we just put it out there. Did you hear that, Bruce? Your move. It's in your corner.
God, what if Bruce was listening on the free Odyssey app?
AUDACY.
He'd probably be like, John, why do you spell it? And I'd say, because it's a made-up word, Bruce. AUDACY. But it's a free app, buddy.
And then what would he say? Bruce can tell you anything right now since you're in
really?
Charge.
Really?
Yes.
Anything?
Mm-hmm.
Tammy, honestly, if Bruce told me to mow his lawn, I would do it.
Well, I know that. You would do anything he said. I'm just wondering if you needed a pep talk or a pick-me-up from Bruce Springsteen, what would you go with?
I think the pep talk would be Bruce just speaking to me. That would be pretty much all I would need.
You mean he could say something mean and it would still be a pep talk?
Get out of the way, loser.
Yes! I am a loser, Bruce!
I love you! I bet you that happens. I bet you Tim McGraw and Bruce Springsteen will collaborate soon.
Well, now that it's out there in the universe, eventually Bruce is going to get wind of it. And maybe that's why Tim said, hey.
Tim's no dummy.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, I wonder if blank and blank likes me. That game you used to play in grade school.
Yeah.
Do you think Carla likes me? No? Oh. I figured. That was my life. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.